Hi folks, we are here today with Debbie Rappaport, a Jinshin Jutsu practitioner in nearby Talent, Oregon. Debbie, thank you for being here with us. This is such an incredible opportunity to make available to our listening audience. I was so happy to find you found this on the East Coast, and when I came to the West Coast, one of my big concerns was to find a Jinshin Jutsu practitioner. So my first experience with it was about 7 years ago, introduced to it at a yoga studio, and then a few months later, took a very bad fall on the ice, and Jinshin Jutsu seriously saved my bottom. So, Debbie, could you tell us a little bit about your background and as a healthcare provider, and how you came to this?
Thank you for having me here. And my actual hands-on career began in the 80s, working at a small hospital in physical therapy. And I started the program to be a physical therapist and realized it wasn't going to be all making people feel good. And so I dropped out of that program. And then I managed nutrition stores. And then a time came when I decided I needed to do something. And I said, what am I going to do? And I want a job. I want to make people feel good. I want to have the tools with me wherever I go. And I kept looking at my hands and I went, oh, I could get into massage. And so I started a program. The first graduating class at West Valley College in Saratoga, a massage program. And I studied all modalities known. And I did a lot of shiatsu. I did cranial sacral therapy. And I just loved what I did. And I moved up to Oregon, and many years go by, and we get older, and it's hard work being a massage therapist. And I had an experience with someone, and someone said, you need to take a Jinshin class from explaining that experience. And I went, oh, okay, well, I signed up for my first Jinshin class, and I walked in and I had never had it, never done it, and everybody was smiling, and I said, wow, this is something. It was a 5-day class and this is day one, and I sat down and the teacher started teaching and I kept getting goosebumps going, oh, I do this, oh my goodness, I do this, and it was so amazing. And that started almost 10 years ago, and it's a very gentle art, and I will be able to keep my hands on people until I'm in my 90s, and this is very exciting.
So so this gentle art, folks can help themselves with this?
Exactly. And so Jinshin Jutsu translates to the art of the creator through person of knowing and compassion. It is also known as the art of getting to know and help myself. And it's as simple as the breath. And that's the number one thing. And then with that breath, we do various holds.
Okay, so when we talk about the breath, my understanding is it's a good idea to breathe, to exhale before taking that inhale. Would you say that's true?
Yes, it is. And that's the focus on our breathing. In Jinshin Jutsu, we exhale down the front and we inhale up the back. And all our breathing is done through the nostril. So exhaling down to the tips of your toes and then inhaling up the back to the top of your head. Then exhaling down the front to the tips of your toes. And with every complete breath, you create that circle of breath of life around you.
Okay, so you're exhaling out whatever you want to get to to get rid of, and then inhaling the good.
Right. And then we extend a little bit, 1 or 2 seconds longer on the exhale, which allows space for wisdom to come in on the inhale.
Okay. So can you tell us what might this modality do for people, and what are the sort of things that people might come to you for?
Stress, grief, sadness, the loss of someone, fears of starting a new job, fears of just going to school. There's a lot of fear. People that are going through chemo and radiation therapy for various cancers, it helps limit the side effects. People that are going to have surgery, and after surgery, pre and post surgery, it will help rid the body of the toxins that are entered through the system through the anesthesia. Those are a few of the things.
Okay. And pain management, would you say that?
Yes, pain management is one of the really big things. There actually have been studies done on Jinshin Jitsu and pain management, and I can have that information available to anyone who's interested at any time. They can send me an email or give me a call, and I can direct them with the various actually graphs and documents for the pain management studies that have been going on with Jinshin Jitsu.
Okay, great. It's my understanding that there's a hospital in New Jersey that actually employs a Jinshin Jitsu practitioner and makes this available as a matter of course for pain management to all incoming patients.
Yeah, in fact, there is a hospital that does, when they triage, they use Jinshin Jitsu in their triage. So then they'll, like if somebody's fearful and they have an anxiety attack and they have just someone hold their 17s, which is one of the safety energy locks, it will help calm them down, and mm-hmm. there's no need for them to go and get medication,
mm-hmm.
you know, and
mm-hmm.
so
right.
That's an example.
Right. Okay, so there's a savings on pain medication.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And there's actually a hold, various holds that you can do, which is the self-help, where you use your two hands on various placements on your body to help with detoxification. When you're going through withdrawal symptoms, you know, you can, an example is you place your left hand on your right shoulder, and your right hand around the bottom of your right rib cage, and you just hold that and breathe, and that will help lessen the side effects from withdrawals.
Wow. Okay, that's pretty major.
Yes.
You talked about holds, and what does this? Can you describe what this might look like to someone?
Yeah, well, we'll just start with the hands, and just keep in mind that we're doing our breathing the whole time mm-hmm. we do this. And we'll start with our thumbs, because we do have the whole world in our hands, believe it or not. And with every finger, there's a various attitude associated with it. So we'll start with the thumb, which is the worry. And so if you're feeling worried, you can just gently place your hand around the thumb and just hold and breathe. And you'll find that that worry will go away in a couple minutes. Mm-hmm. And you can hold it for up to 20 minutes. But usually it goes away. And people have trouble sleeping. They can hold their thumbs. And they go to sleep. People go to sleep holding their thumbs a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The thumb is also good for the stomach and the spleen function energies in the body. And if you look at a baby, they suck their thumbs a lot,
mm-hmm.
and that's just because they're nourishing their mm-hmm. their stomach and their spleen energies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the pointer finger, which is for fear. And an example of the fear fingers being used is a couple days ago, somebody fell and hurt themselves, and they were all fearful, and the parent grabbed the child's fear fingers And immediately that child calmed right down.
Wow.
Just by holding their fear fingers.
Okay. Okay, so we're talking about energy pathways. Is that right?
Yeah. We are talking about energy pathways through the body that it's similar to the acupuncture meridian system.
Mm-hmm.
However, Jinshin Jutsu is basically the energy that created that meridian system.
Mm.
It's on a more etheric level, I guess you could say.
Okay. All right. So we have different attitudes. Each finger holds a different attitude.
Right.
And
right. And so, like, for instance, right now, there's a lot of anger, and you cannot stay angry if you hold on to your middle finger. Mm-hmm. And it's appropriate, isn't it, that it's the middle finger?
Mm-hmm.
And it's also for the liver and gallbladder function energies.
Okay.
And so, like if you're having a headache, you can hold your middle finger.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good for your middle finger to be held for. And then the ring finger is for grief and sadness, and there's a lot of that going on.
Mm-hmm.
As well.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time I held my fingers, I started with my thumb and it went across and I got to my ring finger. And all of a sudden, the second I wrapped my fingers around my ring finger, I started bawling my eyes out for 20 minutes.
My goodness.
Uncontrollable. Bawling my eyes out. And I had no idea I had so much grief and sadness inside of me, you know, that was actually coming out with those sobs. And then the little finger is for pretense,
mm-hmm.
trying too hard,
trying
you know.
Too hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the left side of the body is for history, past, old stuff.
Oh.
The right side of the body is your daily lifestyles.
Okay.
So at the end of the day, you can sit down and go, look at your hands and go, what finger needs me the most? And then whatever one has a little crook to it or there's a little fat here and there, that's the finger you can hold at the end of the day.
Okay.
And do your conscious breathing and,
give yourself a little tune-up.
Yeah, and that's a way to look at it for itself out. Just one finger. So.
Okay. Great. Now, you talked about, you referred to the safety energy locks.
Yes.
The 26 safety energy locks.
Yeah, so in Jinshin Jutsu, you know, our the way of eating, the way we sit, the way we think, attitudes we hold on to can cause areas along these pathways to become stuck. And they get stuck at these areas which are called the safety energy locks. And there's 26 of them and they're paired on each side of the body. And so once we get to learn them, we can actually work on them every day and go, oh, okay, I think I need to work my ones, and oh, all my 19s, I need to stand in my own authority a little more and open up a little bit. So yeah, those are the areas where the energy gets stuck. And so if we work on them and unstick them, then it allows us to exhale that stuck energy out so we can be in this moment,
mm-hmm.
with just to be here now.
Mm-hmm. You know? Okay. Now, a couple of my favorite holds have to do with, as you said, at the end of the day, taking stock. A lot of times I might, or I should say sometimes I have trouble falling asleep. And I know there are a couple of holds for promoting good sleep. Can you describe those?
Well, like I said, you can start just by holding your thumb,
mm-hmm.
and you can just go to each finger.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. it's the conscious breathing
mm-hmm.
that really helps us
mm-hmm.
get into the moment.
Okay.
As we're holding. And then
mm-hmm.
You can just put your hands on the center of your chest.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for safety energy lock 13.
Mm-hmm.
It's for your bus line. It's for your heart. It's for your mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's for your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And Basically, everyone I talk to, though, they say, I'm asleep at my thumbs.
Okay, let's start there and then.
Yeah, but, you know, there are many things for many things. What works for one might work for not work for someone else. So, and some people hold their middle finger for coughing. Some people hold their ring finger for coughing.
Okay.
And actually, you can be in a room and somebody's coughing, and if you hold your finger, they'll stop coughing. If you have the focus, you can, it's kind of like, please stop coughing. Your intention to help them harmonize.
Okay. All right. Now, so there's many things that, people can do for, self-help with this modality. And you as a practitioner... and you're a busy practitioner. you have a session with people, and this session could last an hour.
Yes, And when you're doing self-help, you're reaching to the points, and you're not really totally relaxed as you are when you come into my office and you're laying on the table and you're just laying there. Comfortable listening to gentle music, and I observe your body. I listen to pulses, and from there I do various what we call flows to harmonize what your body's telling me it needs. And so I'm using my hands like jumper cables on these safety energy locks in a sequence to unblock that stuck energy that I am finding with the body reading and the pulse listening.
Okay. Okay. So the concept of jumper cabling, different points in the body. I'm wondering, do you have any favorite readings that you might like to share, or a quote from Hiro Murai?
Well, not Hiro Murai. I really don't know any from Hiro Murai, to be quite honest with you.
Okay.
Yeah, but Mary Buhmeister has this one that I have in a frame that I love, and it's my favorite. And I also have one. If you have time for me to read that one, I can read it.
Okay, but before we do that, can you tell us, how did Mary Buhmeister get into this?
Right. So she was a Japanese American in Japan, and she was teaching people English, and she met Hiro Murai at a house. There was a gathering of people, and he had heard about Mary Buhmeister from America, and this was in, I believe it was in the 40s. I didn't bring the notes on that, but he asked her. He goes, I would like you to take a gift back to America. Could you do that? And she was thinking she was going to get a little box, and she goes, oh, sure, I'd love to. Little Mary Buhmeister, you know, and so it ended up being many years of studying Jinshin Jitsu with Hiro Murai. She was the female student, and then there was a male student, and he was a Japanese gentleman who was basically a doctor, and he was taught differently. Mary was taught one way, and Haruko Kato was taught a different way. And so when Mary came back to the United States, she still communicated with Hiro Murai. She started teaching people Jinshin Jitsu. It took her 17 years to write her first book. And she never really advertised. It was just kind of like, oh, there's this little Japanese woman teaching this. And then it started getting more in the forefront starting in the 70s. But that's how it began, bringing a gift back to America and many years of study and a little Japanese woman. Mary.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, do you have that quote by Mary?
Yes, I do. It's actually right there.
Okay.
Thank you. So, We need never know fatigue. Energy can never tire. It is our personal imbalance that causes fatigue. When our 26 safety energy locks are unlocked, we are in a state of ecstasy. The secret of the fountain of youth, available equally to all eternally. All which was, is, and shall be, is. The master key is our degree of desire and trust, the knowing. The simple reason for perfect health and happiness is being master of anything we do. Love it, regardless of what it is, menial, boring, or inspirational work. There should be no person or thing one dislikes, as hatred develops imbalance, which causes fatigue. Happiness is an indication of our harmony. We are all created equally. We have two hands as our rejuvenators and harmonizers. With these two hands, we have the privilege of helping ourselves and others to get in tune with the universe. Hands are generators of the creator power, not from within us, but a part of the ever constant and forever balanced universal supply. We need only be aware of the supply.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, very inspirational thoughts. I sincerely hope that our listening audience takes advantage of this modality, that they can either use as a self-help modality or come to see you. And would you like to offer your contact information?
Yeah, and for self-help, there's a lot of information on the internet. I have some self-help on my website as well, and from my website, you can contact me. There's information, and you just go to calmtouch.com, calmtouch.com, and there's a lot of information, testimonials from and research. I have links to various research projects that have been going on.
And that's your website?
Calmtouch.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And your information to get in contact with you would be on that website?
Yeah, it's all on the website. Yeah.
Okay.
So, but I just say, just simply hold, you can take and just give yourself a big hug. So you just take each hand and put it under your armpit and place your thumb at your, you know, clavicle and just do the conscious breathing and just do 36 exhales.
Okay.
And then you can do that wherever you are, standing, sitting, standing in line at the grocery store, even if you just do a couple exhales. But this is the 26 safety energy lock. Number 26 is under your armpit.
Okay.
And it means total and complete.
Ah, all right. Nice. Okay. Well, before we finish up, I wanted to invite you. Is there anything else you would like to share with the audience?
Yeah, I think if we all put a little bit of trust in ourselves and realize that we have quite the medicine chest in our hands. I mean, don't be afraid to use your hands. Just start by holding your fingers and when you feel a pulsation change, go to the next finger and just do it with the breathing. And then from there, you can do the main central universal harmonizing energy flow, which is on my website. And it basically starts with your right hand on top of your head and your left hand in the center of your forehead and you're breathing. And it goes all the way down. It's 7 steps. But if you do that every day, I do it every day before I get out of bed, you will feel the pulsations and it almost pops your hand right off your head and right off your forehead because it's like so happy you're there. All right, I'm energized. Go to the next spot.
Okay.
And it just changes you. It energizes you.
All right. So you start off holding the first position your hand on the top, your right hand on the top of your head, your left hand on your forehead.
Yes.
And you wait until you feel that pulse.
Yeah, you feel a pulsation in each hand.
Yes.
And then you move the next step. You keep your right hand on your head, mm-hmm. and then move the left hand to the tip of your nose.
Tip of the nose. Okay.
And you just, you can do it with three exhales, mm-hmm. or one exhale, mm-hmm. until you feel the change.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next step is right at your throat, mm-hmm. that little hollow there, mm-hmm. at your clavicle area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And some people liken these areas to the chakras.
Okay.
So this would be throat chakra.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next step would be right there in the center of your rib cage, probably about the third rib,
mm-hmm.
Also known as the heart chakra area.
Mm-hmm.
Also known as Safety Energy Lock Center 13.
Okay.
The 13s are on each side of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go down to the base of the sternum,
mm-hmm.
which is also known as Solar Plex Safety Energy Lock Number 14.
Mm-hmm.
This is where heaven and earth meet,
mm-hmm.
in Jin Shin Jitsu language.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next spot would be the top of the belly button.
Top of the belly button.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then just do a couple exhales.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next spot is the pubic bone, which is actually the center 15. 15 is on each leg, like the crease of the leg. Mm-hmm. And so this is your center 15.
Mm-hmm.
The 15s are good for washing your heart with joy and laughter.
All right.
And then the last hold is you take the hand off the top of your head and move it down to your tailbone.
Mm-hmm.
And there you are. And you've just energized your main central universal harmonizing energy, which is also known for all the endocrine system,
mm-hmm.
and your spine and the spinal fluid. And I feel a buzz right away because I do it all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just wonderful. So, mm-hmm. and it also works with the chakras.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, all right, folks, there you have it, a resource right at your fingertips. In these challenging times, it's really, really good to have something right there for us.
Yeah, and on another note, quickly, I know someone who can go to the dentist and just hold their pointer finger and not have any anesthesia at all while they're getting drilled on. Can you imagine?
No, I can't. That's great.
That's really harmonized.
Yes, yes, it is. Well, Debbie, thank you again for taking time out to be with us. And I look forward to the next time.
Oh, thank you.
All right.